Back before the phenomenon called social media ping-ponged anyone and everyone's personal points as gospel across a fact-hungry universe, H.G. Wells declared, quote, "Lies are the mortar that bind the savage individual into the social masonry," unquote. He may have been right, but what about truth? What's become of it in this melange of personal prerogative presentations, unleashed and unlicensed? Even the biblical observation, "There's nothing new under the sun," is now suspect. Its flaw, we're told, is in how we perceive and reconstitute our perceptions. Those who were once enticed to ogle wall-sized projections ad nauseam now concentrate on miniaturization, pinpointing their focus on images the size of postage stamps, intent on transmitting personalized variations to unknown strangers in distant continents with ceaseless and careless impunity. What ensues in translation can't possibly retain its original configuration. What survives cannot be left to miasmic manipulation by the minions of market monopoly before the warning of General and President Dwight Eisenhower about the military-industrial complex becomes a bitter truth. They cannot be allowed to litter the already noxious TV landscape with a detritus of disinformation designed to proliferate their profit. The nagging question remains, what's become of the FCC?